Hi there, my name's Isabel Davis, I'm Farmers Weekly Deputy News Editor, and welcome to the first FWI podcast of 2007. It's about 7:30 in the morning and I'm standing outside the NFU's headquarters in Warwickshire. As a result, I'm a bit bleary-eyed and it's still quite dark, but I'm here to witness what promises to be a very special event. Today, the NFU and Homegrown Cereals Authority are going to try and prove that British farmers are world record holders as well as world class. They, with the help of the Territorial Army, are attempting to set a new world record for the largest bowl of porridge ever cooked. The attempt is being staged to celebrate Farmhouse Breakfast Week, which runs from the 21st to the 27th of January. The week's a chance for the industry to promote the importance of a healthy breakfast and remind people about where their food comes from. Knowing I was going to come here today, I did a bit of research to learn more about porridge. Did you know that porridge sales actually grew by nearly 15% in 2006 because of a revival in the breakfast popularity? I also found a newspaper article which suggests that porridge is somewhat a superfood. The article claimed that it could lower blood pressure, help you lose weight, and even increase your libido. So it makes you think of Goldilocks in a whole new light. Anyway, I can already see that some TV crews out and about, so let's get inside and see what's going on. Now here with Jennifer John, spokesperson for Farmhouse Breakfast Week. Jennifer, it's an interesting idea doing a world record attempt. What's the thinking behind it?
Well, the idea behind creating the largest bowl of porridge is really to remind everybody about the importance of breakfast, and a homegrown breakfast at that. Farmhouse Breakfast is all about reminding everybody why breakfast is important, and also about using the very best of British produce. And here we have today some British milk, some British oats, and what could make a better breakfast than a bowl of porridge, especially on a rather damp start January.
I understand porridge is actually growing in popularity once again.
It is very much so, and I think that we did some sampling at the BBC Good Food Show for Farmhouse Breakfast Week, and we were astounded by the number of people who are tucking to bowls of porridge, not just first thing in the morning as they came into show, but right through the day. And I think that's another reason for its growth. It's not just seen anymore as a breakfast food, but something you can snack on right through the day.
Why do you think it is growing in popularity?
I think people recognise for its health benefits. Obviously, oats are recognised to helping in lowering cholesterol. It's a very convenient breakfast. It's a very healthy breakfast. And of course, for those who are starting the new year trying to lose weight, it's actually one of the best ways for losing weight, made with skimmed milk, topped with fresh fruit, very healthy breakfast, and one that's going to sort of set you up and keep you away from those chocolate biscuits mid-morning.
Which is always good. Obviously, we're here to attempt the world record. Is it a record that has actually been set before?
Well, this was very interesting. When we set about talking about with the NFU, we found that actually there was nothing. And so we've obviously discussed it with the powers that be, and we came up with the big sack of oats that you've seen, the litres and litres of milk that are out there, and all the bowls of porridge that we have behind me this morning. So yes, it's going to be the largest bowl of porridge, and we've got lots and lots of children coming here to tuck in this morning.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm now stood in front of what is possibly the largest bowl of porridge I've ever seen. It's a steaming vat about 3 foot long and about 2 foot wide, absolutely full of porridge, with Chris, who's the regular army chef, who instructs the Territorial Army, who's in charge of proceedings. Chris, can you tell me a little more about what's gone into the porridge?
Certainly. We have locally grown products. We have the milk, and there's about 50 litres of that going into the porridge. We also have locally grown oats as well. There's about 30 kilograms of that at the moment actually going in there. That's the only products going in there, trying to make it a nutritionally and healthy meal.
So how many servings should that make?
It should yield approximately about 300 portions.
Right.
The actual vessel itself is 72 litres. So if it was actually full to the brim at a quarter pint serving, you could get about 600 portions.
I know there's some debate about whether you should make porridge with milk or with water. Why have you chosen to make it with milk?
Well, personally, milk, I have the need of a bit of taste into the actual menu itself, whereas water's very bland, even though obviously it's economically sound.
And at what time did you actually start cooking today?
We started cooking today at about 6:30, quite an early morning, up at 4 o'clock. We travelled from Grantham.
All right.
So, about 6:30 we sort of set the cooker working and that, and we've been adding to it ever since.
And is it all gone to plan?
So far, so good. I'll tell you at 8:20.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Well, the time's now about 20 past eight, and we're just waiting to see if we have actually got a world record here. A sizeable crowd has gathered. There's the children of the local primary school. There's about 50 of those, and then members of the NFU's ruling council. So we're just waiting for the big moment. There's a man from Warwickshire Trading Standards who's going to take the official measurement. So we'll just wait and see.
Well, I can call hot from the press that we do have a world record.
Hurrah, world record!
Well, they say the proof of the pudding is in the eating, so I'm here with some children from Crackley Hall School in Kenilworth to see what they made of the porridge. Did you like the porridge?
Yeah.
Was it nice?
Yeah.
Do you usually have porridge for breakfast?
Not really.
Not really? What do you normally have for breakfast?
I usually have cereal.
Cereal? Having tried the porridge, do you think you'd have porridge more in the future?
Yes.
Yes. Now how about you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. Well, everyone's now tucking into their porridge, and it seems to be going down extremely well. I've just heard that we do definitely have a world record. The adjudicator measured the porridge at a massive 66 kilos, so the British farming industry is officially a record breaker. That's something to celebrate.